This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The FBI is investigating the shooting attack at a Donald Trump rally as a potential act of domestic terrorism. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
New details are emerging from the FBI about the gunman who allegedly fired shots at a Donald Trump campaign rally Saturday in Pennsylvania, slightly injuring the former president and killing a man attending the rally.
The shooter acted alone.
That's FBI Special Agent in Charge Kevin Rojek.
At present, we have not identified an ideology.
The 20-year-old suspect who was killed, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was not on their radar.
We were in the search of the vehicle. We located a suspicious device, which was inspected by bomb technicians.
Authorities say he used an AR-style rifle legally purchased by his father, FBI Director Christopher Wray.
An attempt to assassinate a presidential candidate can only be described as absolutely despicable.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Speaking Sunday, President Joe Biden called for unity as the investigation gets underway after a Situation Room briefing about the apparent assassination attempt of his predecessor, Donald Trump.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence or any violence for that matter. An assassination attempt is contrary to everything we stand for as a nation, everything. It's not who we are as a nation. It's not America. And we cannot allow this to happen. Unity is the most elusive goal of all, but nothing is important than that right now, unity.
Biden's remarks come after Homeland Security and law enforcement officials briefed Biden, and as the White House continues to condemn the stunning act of violence, Biden will address the nation Sunday evening from the Oval Office. For additional stories, visit our website,